弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考圣经。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible.
今天晚上跟大家一起来查考完全顺服神的生活。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the topic, live a life of perfect submission, live according to God's command.
我们从圣经来学习怎么样凡事照神的吩咐来行。
And tonight we will learn how we can submit to God in all things we do.
这是我们在读经的时候，我们看到一幅非常美好的画面。
And during Bible reading, we see a very beautiful scene.
这是在我们现在在读民数记的时候，我们看到神的选民在旷野的旅程。
We see the journey of the chosen people of God during their time in the wilderness.
那在这个旅程当中呢，我们读民数记，后来会看到他们有很多的怨言，碰到了很多的悲剧，死了很多人。
And we see that due to their many grumblings and murmurs, tragedies happened and many people died.
到最后，第一章所数算的二十岁以上的男丁，六十几万的人里面，只有两个能进迦南地。
And out of the 600,000 men that were counted in the census from Numbers chapter 1, there were only
剩下两个
two left.
那所以基本上如果看这个数字会让我们心惊胆战。
And this might astonish us or make us tremble.
真的是被招的多选上的少。
And it's true that many are called, but few are chosen.
能够跟着神走到最后，进入那美好的安息的不多。
And there are only a few people who can enter into the Lord's rest.
可是我们在读圣经的当中，我们又看到一幅非常美好的画面。
But while we are reading the Bible, we also see a very beautiful scene.
这是在民数记里面难得一见的一个图像。
And this is a rare scene within the book of Numbers.
这是民数记第九章的记载。
And this is the recording in Numbers chapter 9.
我们今天晚上要从民数记第九章来看百姓他们曾经有一段时间非常的顺服神。
Tonight we will study a period of time in which the chosen people were very submissive to God.
他们在动跟静之间，就是他们在安营跟起行之间。每一个动作都照神的吩咐来行。
And during their encampment and during the journey, they were all very submissive to God.
他们遇到生活上他们不知道怎么处理去面对的难题的时候，他们也是等候神的指示，然后照神的吩咐去做。
And when they met with difficulties that they did not know how to overcome, they waited for God's command.
那神的指示下来，他们就照着去做，没有人有意见。
And once God gave the command, everyone did accordingly.
没有人曾经对神提出说，为什么你可以这样子？
And no one person questioned God why he did this.
只要神说了，他们就照着去做了。
As long as God spoke, they did accordingly.
那我们就看到神就一直与他们同在。
And so we see that God was with them always.
带领他们一站一站的往前行。
He carried them station to station.
我们要民数记第九章来学习这样一个完全顺服的生活。
We will learn this life of perfect submission through Numbers chapter 9.
在我们现代这个复杂的生活形态里面，学习来过一个单纯的心，来依靠神，来听神的吩咐。
And in our complicated lifestyles, we will learn how to have a simple heart to submit to God.
那我们借着圣经凡事来查验神的旨意。
And so that in everything we will seek God's will.
我们从圣经来调整我们的生活。
And through the Bible we adjust our lives.
让我们能够在神眼中真的成为一个蒙福的百姓。
That before God we may all become people who are blessed.
我们现在看民数记第九章。
Now let's look at Numbers chapter 9.
第九章第一节。
Numbers chapter 9 verse 1.
以色列人出埃及地以后，第二年正月。神在西乃的旷野吩咐摩西说。
First one, now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying.
第二节说，以色列人应当在所定日期守逾越节。
Verse 2 reads, Let the children of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time.
第三节说，就是本月十四日黄昏的时候，你们要在所定的日期所这节，要按这节的律例典章而行。
Verse 3, On the 14th day of this month at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time according to all its rites and ceremonies, you shall keep it.
第四节说，于是摩西吩咐以色列人守逾越节。
For so Moses told the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover.
第五节，他们就在西乃的旷野，正月十四日黄昏的时候守逾越节，凡神所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样行了。
Verse 5, And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did.
那这个一开头的时候，就是神一个特别的吩咐。
And God gave a special command at the beginning of the chapter.
是先跟摩西说。
He first told Moses.
第二节是说以色列应当在所定日期守这逾越节。
Verse 2 says, Let the children of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time.
神指定是哪一天？
God had an appointed time.
就是正月的十四号。
That is the 14th day of the month.
要按照神已经颁布的守节期的律例典章来守。
And they shall keep it according to all the rites and ceremonies.
这个一开头的时候，我们就看到这个吩咐的字眼就出现了。
And from the beginning, we see that God commanded them.
其实《民数记》第九章，它这个第二年的正月呢，它这个时间，这件事情发生的时间点，应该是在献立位人之后所发生的。
And the time.During the first month of the second year is also right after the Levites were dedicated to God.
就是第八章之后接下来的事情。
It was a continuation of the events which happened in chapter 8.
那这件事情第九章所发生的事情应该是在数算百姓之前所以按照时间次序第八章第九章应该在第一章之前才对
According to chronological order, chapter 8 and chapter 9 should the events in chapter 8 and chapter 9 should have occurred before the events in chapter 1.
但是民数记在写的时候，它并不是按照时间次序来记录的。
But numbers was not recorded in chronological order.
它是按照它所要表达的教训来综合整理的。
And it was arranged according to the message that the author wanted to convey.
因为它是要告诉我们说这个神的选民是怎么样在旷野很有秩序的像神的军队一样按战前行的旅程。
The author of Numbers wants to teach us how we may live orderly as an army of God.
从第一章到第十章就是在准备要起行之前的预备动作。
And from chapter 1 to 10 records the actions that they must take before rising and going on their journey.
所以在这个准备过程当中呢，他就有目的的把一些事情把它放在一起。
And during this process of preparation, he purposely commanded these things.
那所以这里在显然是在一夜的时候会幕立起来之后神跟摩西说要百姓守逾越节。
After the tabernacle was set up, God told Moses that the people must keep the Passover.
这里是。圣经用神吩咐摩西表示说，这件事情神是认为很神主动说的，是很重要的。
And here the Lord took the initiative and he commanded Moses.
那这也是以色列选民他们第二次守逾越节。
This would be the second time the chosen people would have kept the Passover.
第一次是在埃及的时候还没有出来以前，那天晚上。
The first was the night before they left Egypt.
那这个是第二次守逾越节的。
And this was their second time keeping Passover. 所以
他们离开埃及，他们要进入一个新的生活之前，他们先有一个逾越节这个节日，神给他们的。
Before they were about to leave Egypt and start a new life, they kept the Passover.
那我们读过圣经，已经完整过读过一次。我们到耶稣雅记的时候，我们看到百姓要进入迦南地。进入迦南地要承受这个产业的时候，也是以守逾越节开始的。
And since we have read through the Bible, once through, we know that in Joshua, before the chosen people were to receive their inheritance, they also kept the Passover.
所以遵守逾越节对神的选民来说很重要，有很重要的意义。
And keeping the Passover has a very great significance to the people.
那我们也看到 这一次的逾越节之后，百姓他们就没有再守了。
We see that
在旷野的时代。
After this, this keeping of the Passover, the people no longer kept it throughout their journey in the wilderness.
下一次就一直要等到过了约旦河之后。
The next time they kept it was after they crossed the Jordan.
那表示神特别吩咐了这一次逾越节是要让他们再一次的去思想，这个神拯救的恩典。
The Lord especially commanded them to keep the Passover once again so they can ponder upon the salvation of God.
特别是神已经在之前告诉摩西要怎么样把利未人分别出来代替以色列一切投生的来服侍神条例。
And this was commanded by God, especially after the Lord commanded Moses to consecrate the Levites in place of the firstborn of Israel.
因为在第八章我们读过的
As we have read in chapter 8.
第八章的十七节
Chapter 8, verse 17.
以色列中一切投生的，连人带牲畜都是我的。我在埃及地击杀一切投生的那天，将他们分别为圣归我。
17. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself.
18节说，我拣选利未人代替以色列中一切投生的。
18. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel.
所以当时候以色列全会众是被召聚到会幕前来。
The congregation was gathered before the tabernacle.
然后呢，摩西照着神的吩咐，把利未人奉献给神。
Moses, according to God's command, offered up the Levites to God.
然后让利未人代替所有的以色列投生的来服侍神，在会幕里面成为祭司的帮手。
So that they instead of the firstborn of Israel would serve in the tabernacle.
那所以现在在神的会幕，在神面前有这一批人来服侍神了。
Now there is a group of people designated to serve God.
这也是神要建立的祭司国度的一个过程，一个步骤一定要有的。
And this is a necessary step that God took to establish the priestly kingdom.
他们要按照神的方式来跟神亲近，然后来赎罪，按照神的要求献上所应该献的。
According to God's appointments, they shall offer sacrifices and for atonement.
那在这个时间点上，现在神特别吩咐百姓说要守逾越节。
During this time, God especially told the people that they must keep the Passover.
那所以逾越节就是要让他们再一次的思想，神当初在一年前是怎么样救他们出离埃及的。
And this is so that the people can reflect once again how God saved them from the land of Egypt.
在出埃及记十二章就是记载最原始的逾越节的条例。
In Exodus chapter 12, we see the most original instructions for keeping the Passover.
我们现在请看出埃及记第十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章，这是神跟摩西说，在一月你们要以本月第二节说要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
Verse 2 reads, This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
然后第三节就说在初十日的时候各家要预备一只羊羔。
Verse 3 says, On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb.
如果这一家人太少没有办法吃完一只羊羔，就要跟邻舍共享一只羊羔。
If the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor take it accordingly and share it to the number of persons.
所以要先知道说家里到底几个人，有没有办法去吃完一只一岁的羊羔。
And so you must first make a count and see if your family can eat one whole lamb.
这只羊羔一定是要第五节说没有残疾一岁的。
And in verse 5 it says, Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year.
是绵羊、公羊都没关系。
And whether it is a sheep or a ram or goat,
所以
it's fine.
1月10号的时候就要准备好。
And you must make it ready by the first month of the year.
等到14号的时候，黄昏的时候才一起宰杀。
And on the 14th day you shall slaughter it.
那所以这里就看到说，这个逾越节 就是神给百姓的一个新的开始。
We see that the Passover is a new beginning given by God to His people.
我们知道，其实今天我们在看这个旧约里面的这些节日，我们已经不再看重它历史的意义而已。
And we know that today, when we study the feasts and the rites of the people, we do not look at only its physical significance.
因为逾越节这个节日，对我们今天在座的每一个人来说，我们都没有那个印象，我们没有那个感受。
Because we don't have a grasp of what the Passover is like.
但是对犹太人来说就不一样了。
But that is different for the Jews.
因为这是他们祖先实实在在所经历过的救赎。
Because this is the true happenings that their ancestors went through.
但今天我们是从圣经里面看到这样一个故事。
Today we see this story in the Bible.
但是因着在基督里面，我们成为亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔。
In Christ we become the descendants of Abraham.
所以这段历史从属灵的角度来看就有意义了。
There is a spiritual significance in the historical stories.
所以我们看逾越节这个要求，其实他所要彰显神救赎的意义，比历史性的意义更重要。
The spiritual significance that must be conveyed through the conditions of the Passover is even more important than historical conditions.
那我们在读旧约圣经，我们读出埃及记、读民数记，我们看到这个很详细的逾越节的条例的历史的过程。
And throughout the first few books of the Bible, we see there is a very detailed recording of the Passover.
也就是说，借着这个历史的事实，我们可以看到神的心意、救赎的安排。
And through historical ceremonies, we see God's arrangement for salvation.
你看，神要求百姓要守这一日，要把这一日纪念。
God commanded the people to remember that day.
那这个吩咐本身，事实上是要百姓重新思考，他们因着神的救赎有新的开始。
This is so that the people can once again reflect upon how they have a new beginning through God.
所以你看。你看，你们要以本月为正月，一年之首，就是以前过去他们有埃及人的律的那个时间算时间的方法，现在重新开始有一个新的他们在信仰上的一个行事历。
In the past, they followed a calendar according to the Egyptians, but now they have a way to keep time for themselves.
因为从此以后，他们在看日子，在计算他们的生活，已经不再按照世界上他们习惯埃及人所他们所沿袭这么久以来的那个日子的。
The way they will number their days will no longer be according to the customs of the people of Egypt.
以前在埃及的时候，他们日子一定是跟尼罗河的这个泛滥的时间有关系的。
And in the past, their calendar, the Egyptian calendar had to do with the Nile River.
也就是说，他们是跟着他们那个整个大环境的那个生活作息。
And they counted their days according to the changes in environment.
但是现在神要他们有一个新的开始。
Now God wants to give them a new beginning.
神给他们一个新的生活形式力。
He wants to give them a new lifestyle.
也同时要给他们一个新的身份。
He wants to give them a new status.
他们以前在埃及是当奴隶的。
When they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
他们是接受他们的长官、政府给他们的这个命令，要该做什么事，什么时候该做什么事，他们要照着去做的。
They were commanded by the officials and the government what they should do.
但是现在他们要变成自由身了。
Now they are free.
神成为他们的主人。
God will be their master.
那神要给他们一个新的命令。
He will give them a new commandment.
神给他们的生活不再是让他们做苦工的。
The life he gives them is not one of labor.
他们在神面前变成是尊贵的。
Before God, they are honorable.
所以神给他们的命令不是要去让他们受苦，而是要他们蒙福。
God's commandments are not given so that they can suffer, but they will receive blessing.
所以其实神要百姓在那个时候马上想到，马上要守逾越节，就是要他们重新思想，他们事实上是在一个新的生活作息日程里面。
So the reason why God wanted his people to keep the Passover so that it will become part of their daily life.
今天我们在基督里面其实也都是有一个新的开始。
Today we in Christ have a new beginning.
你看我们过去 可能也有我们自己的很不堪 的那个历史。
Perhaps we may have some shameful history to ourselves.
因为我们在基督拯救我们之前，我们是罪人。
Before we were saved by Christ, we were sinners.
但是当主救了我们之后，我们就离开那个黑暗的国度，成为在神面前的义人。
But once we have been saved, we leave the kingdom of darkness and become righteous before God.
我们有一个新的身份。
We have a new status.
我们有新的目标。
A new goal.
所以我们要跟随这位救我们的主来过成圣的生活。
We will follow the Lord our Savior to live a victorious life.
这是为什么哥林多后书第五章十七节说，旧的事情已经过了，现在全部都是新的了。
And this is why it records in 1 Corinthians that all things have passed away.
所以今天进入救恩里面，我们就是一个新的开始。
And once we have entered into salvation, we have a new beginning.
所以我们从神要百姓守纪念这个逾越节这个日子，其实就是说明他们要常常去想说，在神的拯救里面是一个新的生活，跟过去要截然不同。
God wants them to reflect upon the fact that their lives now should be completely different from the lives they had before.
你看出埃及记十二章，他接下去神要他们在第十日的时候就要预备好羊羔。
In Exodus chapter 9, it tells God told them that they must prepare the lamb.
然后呢，我们他说你各家呢都要计算了哈，按着人数跟饭量来计算，你这一只一岁的羊羔是不是能够把它吃完？如果不行的话，是不是应该找多少邻居一起来共享？
And you must decide whether a household is large enough to eat a lamb, and if it is too small, you must share with your neighbor.
那表示他们现在的生活是分享的生活。
This means that their lives are now lives of sharing.
他们现在这个神给他们的恩典，不是自己一家人自己享就好了，
the grace,
独享的。
The grace that God has given to them will not be shared only among each household.
是要能够想到说，哎，我们自己我们有这么多的神的恩典，那我们应该怎么跟我们的邻舍哈一起来白白得来的要白白的分享出去。
They must consider how they must share what they have freely received.
然后他们要共同聚集在一个地方。
They shall gather together in one place.
在这个地方有那个羔羊的血的记号。
And this place is marked by the blood of the lamb.
那在这个地方，他们能够得到平安，被神保守。
Here they receive God's protection.
所以在这个涂的羔羊血的这个房屋里面呢，哎，他们就有平安，不管他是谁。
So whoever is in the house marked by the blood of the lamb, they will have peace.
好，这个就是在逾越节的时候，他所呈现出来的，这是一个共享的生活，这是一个神救赎的恩典。
What is demonstrated during the Passover is a life of sharing and of God's grace.
要你看，他们现在各家都要取血，然后涂在这个房屋的左右的门框跟门楣上。第七节。
The blood of the lamb shall be put on the doorposts.
那也表示说，这个就是你看，借着这个羔羊的血成为一个记号，让这个灭命的天使可以越过去。
This blood shall be a sign so that the angel of death will pass over the house.
这一只羊羔很关键。
And this lamb is key.
这一只羊羔是没有残疾的，一岁的，照神的吩咐的。
He has no blemish. He is 1 year and according to God's command.
所以其实你看，他们准备了四天的时间，就是要去仔细的观察这个羊羔是真的没有残疾的。
The reason why they had to keep the lamb for 4 days is to observe whether or not this lamb is truly blemishless.
这只羊羔就是耶稣基督。
This lamb is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督他为我们舍了。
Jesus Christ was given up for us.
他流血，所以今天我们才可以得到新的开始。
He shed blood that we may receive a new beginning.
然后我们今天可以有新的生活。
So that we can have a new life.
那在逾越节的条例里面，第十二章的第八节特别提到说，要怎么吃这个羔羊的肉啊？
The regulations of the Passover recorded in chapter 12, verse 9 records how they should eat the lamb.
第八节是说，你们当夜就要吃这个羊羔的肉，用火烤，跟无酵饼还有苦菜同吃的。
Verse 8, they shall roast the lamb in fire with, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
第九节说, 不可以吃生的, 断不可吃水煮的, 要带着头腿五脏, 用火烤了吃。
9, do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roast it in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails.
那这个不可吃生的, 我们可以了解。
And it's understandable that they should not eat it raw.
那不可以用水煮呢?
Well, what about boiling it?
通常我们如果要用水煮羊肉的话, 一定要把它切成筷子嘛, 你不会用整只的下去煮啊。
If you were to boil lamb meat, you would cut it up in pieces beforehand.
可是这一只羊羔不可以一根骨头都不可以断的。
But not one bone of this lamb should be broken.
所以要整只下去烤。
Therefore, they must roast it whole.
带头腿五脏, 然后全部烤, 然后整只吃。
With its head, legs, and entrails, and eat it whole.
那是因为这只羊羔, 它日后所预表的就是耶稣基督, 他所带给我们的救恩。
Because the lamb will prefigure later on Jesus Christ.
所以你看, 这个羊羔, 吃羊羔的肉, 它是全家人, 这个同一家人一起分享的。
This lamb is to be shared among a household.
那这个就是团契。
And this is fellowship.
那这个就是, 你看在神的救赎底下, 愿意接受保险救赎每一个人, 都是家里的人。
And anyone who is willing to receive the salvation of Jesus' blood is part of this household.
用火烤所代表的就是, 你看耶稣基督他是经历苦难的, 像用火被熬炼的。
And roasting in fire, signifies the suffering that Jesus went through.
那现在在吃这个羊羔的肉的时候, 他说要跟两件事一起, 跟两个东西一起, 就是无酵饼跟苦菜。
And this lamb must be partaken with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
我们知道无酵饼, 它是没有酵的, 是用面粉或水烤出来的。
Unleavened bread is made without yeast.
那在圣经里面, 这个酵一直都代表的是罪的意思。
And yeast represents sin in the Bible.
所以无酵饼表示说我们今天所吃的这个食物呢, 是要让我们成为圣洁的, 也是接下去要守无酵节的开头。
And the feast of eating unleavened bread is to signify that we are putting off sin, and it will lead us onto the next feast of unleavened bread.
所以我们今天在逾越节的这件事情上面，其实所看到就是主耶稣基督所为我们设立的这个圣餐。
And through this, we see the Holy Communion established by Jesus Christ.
好，那在吃主的圣餐的时候，
When we are partaking the Holy Communion,
你看我们需要追求就是要配合的是一定要在神面前是圣洁的。
Before God, we must be holy.
那我们，所以这个无酵饼啊，这个。 在逾越节的时候吃无酵饼, 其实代表是我们要追求整体的这个会众的圣洁。
And to partake the unleavened bread during Passover is to emphasize holiness of the congregation.
我们如果看哥林多前书第五章啊,
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
哥林多前书第五章,
1 Corinthians chapter 5,
第六节,
Verse 6,
哥林多前书五章六节说，岂不是一点面酵能够使全团发起来吗？
Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
第七节说，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。 7.
Therefore, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened.
第八节说，我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可以用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
那这个就是在说明主耶稣基督他是逾越节这个羊羔。
And this dictates that Christ is the Passover lamb.
那我们要把旧酵除掉，就是要追求圣洁。
And to purge out the old leaven is to pursue holiness.
所以要领受圣餐的时候，一定要追求圣洁。
Well, before we receive the unleavened bread, we must pursue holiness.
这是为什么我们在要领受圣餐以前，要不断的提醒我们的会众，一定要反省，要悔改，要求主赦免，让我们在神面前能够保守圣洁。
This is why before the congregation partakes Holy Communion, we asked everyone to reflect and repent.
那他又提到说，在逾越节的时候要跟吃羊羔的肉，还要跟苦差一起吃。
And aside from the unleavened bread, the people must partake the lamb with bitter herbs.
那苦菜是吃起来会苦啊。
Bitter herbs are bitter.
那其实这个苦菜所代表的意义，就是我们要立志，要能够跟主耶稣一起承受苦难，要进天国，要经历苦难。
Partaking bitter herbs is setting the determination to go through tribulation with Jesus Christ.
好，所以我们逾越节就是我们在圣餐的时候，其实就是要立志跟随耶稣的脚踪。
During the Holy Communion, we make a determination to follow the footsteps of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在世上会遇到苦难。
In this life, we will meet difficulties.
就好像我们会吃到苦菜一样的。
And it is as if we will eat bitter herbs.
但是就是借着这个苦难，可以让我们完全，让我们可以更警醒。
But through these trials, we can become awakened and more holy.
我们也是在效法基督，我们也相信主耶稣基督，他会带领我们走过这个苦难。
If we emulate Jesus Christ, we also believe that He will guide us through these trials.
所以这个就是在逾越节的时候，他应该要守的这个条例。
And these are the rituals they must keep during the Passover.
然后他们在吃的时候是他说不可以留到早晨，剩下的不能留到早晨，到早晨就用火把它烧了。
And they shall not, none of it shall remain until morning, and what remains shall be burnt.
因为这个是献给神的。
Because this is offered to God.
所以不可以留到隔夜了。
Therefore, none of it shall remain until morning.
在献祭的条例里面，我们就看到这样的要求。
And this is a requirement of offering.
那他们吃羊羔的肉的时候，是腰间束带，脚穿鞋，手中拿杖，准备要前行的那种装扮呢。
And while they're eating, they are prepared with their belt on their waist, sandals on feet, and staff in hand.
表示在守逾越节的时候，他们已经准备好自己要过一个征战的日子了。
And this means that while they are partaking the Passover, they are preparing to live a life of battle.
他们是要跟着主，跟着这位神走往后的路程。
They will walk together with their God.
可能会碰到敌人。
Perhaps they will meet enemies.
可能会有艰苦患难。
Perhaps there are difficulties and trials.
但是如果有准备，就会有力量。
But if they are prepared, they will have strength.
能够靠神，一定可以得胜。
If they rely on God, they will surely be victorious.
所以我们就看到，当时候神吩咐百姓要守逾越节，就是要去想，要一再去想神对他们的拯救到底是一个什么新的开始。
Therefore, the reason why God wanted the people to take the Passover is so that they can reflect why and how they are saved.
所以这个日子就变得很重要。
And this day became very important.
但其实更重要是它里面的意义。
But more importantly is the significance.
那时候你看，摩西就吩咐以色列人守逾越节，然后百姓就照着神的吩咐做了。
And God commanded Moses, and the people did accordingly.
看回来民数记第九章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 9.
从第六节开始到第十四节。
From verse 6 to 14.
那这个就有几个人有疑问了。
Some people had questions.
他们有几个人，他们说因为史诗不洁净，不能够在那日守逾越节。
Now there are certain men who were defiled by a human corpse so that they could not keep the Passover on that day.
因为当他们不洁净，如果按照利未记里面所讲的，如果不洁净就不可以吃逾越节。
According to Leviticus, if they were not holy, they could not partake the Passover.
我们看到这几个人，他们很在意神当时吩咐的律法。
We see that these men cared very much about God's law.
他们知道自己在这种情况下是不洁净的，不配来领受逾越节。
They knew that they were defiled and unworthy to receive the Passover.
他们并没有说没有关系，就直接先吃再说吧。
They didn't say it's okay. I'll partake it and think about it later.
他们不敢去试验神的尺度啊。
They did not dare to defy God.
他们不想去冒这个危险呢。
And they did not want to take this risk.
因为如果不行，他们执意去吃，就会有一个后果，他们可能承担不起。
Because if they did partake of it, they would not be able to bear the consequences.
那表示当时神颁布律法，什么时候不洁净，他们都很清楚，他们就照着去做了。
And from this we know that the people were very clear regarding God's laws.
可是他们又觉得说，那因为这个不洁净，我就不能够吃逾越节，这是一个何等大的损失呢？
But they also thought that it was a great loss if they could not partake the Passover.
所以这几个人，他们并没有放弃说，那算了，我就不要守了。
And the people did not just give up and say, "It's okay, I'll just not partake of it."
表示当时候每一个百姓，他们都很在意神应许的这个日子所要给你的福气。
This means that each one of the Israelites were very concerned about the blessing that they would receive if they kept Passover.
他们相信守逾越节。这个过程就是在这个百姓当中有份的。
They believe that keeping the Passover means that they have a part with the congregation.
他们很重视逾越节所带给他们的意义跟祝福啊。
They highly value the significance of the Passover.
所以他们现在有问题，他来问摩西跟亚伦。
And since they had a problem, they came to Moses and Aaron.
9:7说，我们虽因为所施不洁净，为何被阻止不得从以色列人在所定日期献神的供物呢？
Verse 7, and those men said to him, "We became defiled by a human corpse. Why are we kept from presenting the offering of the Lord at its appointed time among the children of Israel?"
表示这几个人实际上是真的是不得已的。
And this means that the people did not mean to do this.
因为很有可能他们的亲人过世。
And perhaps this was unavoidable, and there were a relative had passed away.
他们一定要去处理他这个尸体的问题。
They had to take care of the corpse.
那现在他们不能够来领受逾越节。
And now they are unable to keep the Passover.
这在当时候是没有发生过的情况，摩西也不知道怎么办。
And so this was likely an unprecedented issue.
所以第八节摩西跟他们说，你们暂且等候，我可以去听神怎么指着你们是怎么样吩咐的。
So in verse 8, Moses said to them, "Stand still that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you."
我们就看到这里一个很重要的重点。
We see that a very important point here.
就是当对神的话语有所疑惑的时候，百姓是借着摩西来求问神的。
We see that if the chosen people had any questions concerning God's command, they came to Moses.
那他们等候神，神就给他们指示了。
They waited for God's command.
所以第十节就是神说的。
And the Lord replied in verse 10.
你小于以色列人说，你们和你们的后代，若有人因为此事而不洁净，或在远方行路，还要向神守逾越节。
Verse 10, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any one of you or your posterity is unclean because of a corpse or is far away on a journey, he may still keep the Lord's Passover.
第十一节说，要在二月十四日黄昏的时候守逾越节，要用无酵饼和谷菜和逾越节的羊羔同吃。
11, on the 14th day of the second month at twilight, they may keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
好，他所后来所讲的都跟在出埃及记所看的一样。
And what is spoken here according to what was spoken in Exodus.
但是现在日期被改到2月14号了。
But now it was moved to the 14th day of the second month.
那我们就看到这个神的指示给我们一个很重要的提示。
God's command gives us a very important teaching.
如果按日子来说，有时候日子是不可以改的。
And if we do, if we act according to special dates, it is difficult to change.
但其实我们就看到这个逾越节，在神的眼中，他所重视的不是那个日子的问题。
But we see that what God values about the Passover is not the specific date.
神是看重的是这个逾越节所带给百姓他们的意义跟他们所得到的教训。
It is rather the teaching that comes with the Passover.
啊，所以神说二月十四号的时候，来这些人。再来补守逾越节。
And so, the people who missed the Passover on the first month will keep it on the second.
但是全部的方式都照着逾越节的条例来做。
But they shall do according to all the regulations of the Passover.
所以我们就看到，其实今天神他所定的这个节日本身，他是要让我们从借这个节日去思想他所带给我们的救赎的重点。
The purpose of setting A feast is to ponder upon the significance it has on the salvation God will give us.
但是这里面的原则是不能够妥协的。
The principles cannot be compromised.
也就是说，要守逾越，要吃逾越节，一定要是成为洁净的。
If you want to partake the Passover, you must be sanctified.
现在神让他们有一个月的时间，在照着律法的规定，让他们自己成为洁净。
Now God has given them a month.So that they can be sanctified according to the law.
所以他们一定有足够的时间让自己能够合资格的来领受逾越节。
So that surely they will have enough time to cleanse themselves and then partake the Passover.
所以这个神给的这个指示，让我们看到神所在意的，其实人愿意遵守神的圣洁的要求，以及神人在意神所要赐给的福气。
And so the significance of this is so that God wants us to understand.The significance of his salvation, and so that man can value the salvation given by God.
而且重点是他的圣洁，神要的圣洁，要洁净。
And the point is, sanctification.
好，所以我们就看到百姓他们当时候，这几个人听到神的这个指示，一定非常的感谢。
If once these people heard God's reply, they were probably very thankful.
好，所以他们就能够领受这个福气了。
So that they can receive this blessing.
那这个也成为以后啊百姓他们类似情况的一个标准。
And this became a precursor for the standard that the people will keep.
我们在历史上看，在历代志下第三十章。
If we turn to Second Chronicles chapter 30.
历代志下三十章，西西家当王的时候。
During the reign of Hezekiah,
那时候他们也准备要守逾越节。
The people were also preparing to keep the Passover.
可是，在三十章的第三节说，正月间他们不能守，因为至节的祭司尚不服用，百姓也没有聚集在耶路撒冷。
Verse 3, but they could not keep it at the regular time because a sufficient number of priests had not consecrated themselves, nor had the people gathered together at Jerusalem.
好，于是他们就定了一个日子，就是二月十四号。
And so they set a date that is the 14th day of the second month.
好，所以第十五节说，二月十四号就宰了逾越节的羊羔，祭司以利未人啊取了残归，就洁净自己，把燔祭奉到神殿中。
Verse 15, then they slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and Levites were ashamed and brought and sanctified themselves and brought the burnt offerings to the house of the Lord.
那这一次的逾越节呢，让整个耶路撒冷的百姓大大喜乐。
This Passover caused great rejoicing in the people of Jerusalem.
我们就看到，你看他们这里百姓哈，一样借着逾越节里面得到福气，然后整个这个神的选民啊，得到喜乐，像一家人一样。
We see how the people of Israel received many blessings and great gladness because of the feast.
他们真的是同享神的恩典。
And they jointly accepted and received God's grace.
好，那民数记第九章接下去有一个很重要的提醒，就是第十三节那里。
In Numbers chapter 9, verse 13, there records a very important reminder.
但是另外一个情况，如果洁净而不行路的人推迟不守逾越节呢？
In a different situation, a man who is clean and is not on a journey ceases to keep the Passover.
他说那个人就要从民中剪除了。
That person shall be cut off from his people.
因为他在所定的日期不献神的供物，应当担当他的罪。
Because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at his appointed time.
那让我们看到神他是怎么样来要求凡属他的人应当要献上他所要的供物。
And this is how we see that the Lord requires of his people, to bring the appointed offering.
我们今天有很多事情都是看我们的心怎么想的。
Many times we base our decisions on what we think.Feel.
第六节有几个人是不得已没有办法守。
And some people, the people in verse 6, had no choice.
哦，他们因为不洁净，所以不能领啊。
They could not keep the Passover because they were unclean.
但是第十三节是说，如果有人可以，本来可以领受逾越节，但是他不要，那这个人要从民中剪除。
But in verse 13, this man was clean and he chose not to keep the Passover. He shall be cut off.
那就看到神他对他的话的要求。
We see that we see what God requires of His command.
这方面我们要看到神是严厉的，他是很正经的了。
We see that God is very stringent.
每一个律法，他所讲的话都是有效的。
Every law spoken from His mouth is effective.
哦，所以当人忽略了或者是不把他的救赎当一回事的时候，这个人最后一定会承受他应当担当的罪恶。
If a man overlooks God's commands, then he will receive his deserved consequences.
那第十四节又说了，如果外人他们愿意来守逾越节的时候，他们应该照逾越节的条例，就是要受割礼，也可以来享受。
Verse 14, and if a stranger dwells among you and would keep the Lord's Passover, he must do so according to the rites of the Passover.
真的是神是要让每一个人都可以得福气的，只要愿意的人都可以。
God wills it so that every man who is willing can receive the Passover.
所以你看，借着守逾越节的指示，我们可以看到说，凡是有问题的，我们疑问的，我们都可以求问神，我们可以了解神的心意。
From the teachings of the Passover, we know that if we have questions in our hearts, we can find answers in God.
凡愿意顺服神的，必然得福。
Anyone who is willing to submit to God will be blessed.
所以真的，你看在出埃及那个时候，在出埃及那个时候，第一次的逾越节。
During the time of the Passover in Exodus.
即使本来他不是以色列百姓。
Even if a person was not an Israelite.
他是外邦人。
He was a Gentile.
但是他愿意受割礼。
But if he's willing to be circumcised.
他愿意聚集在以色列家人的这个团契里面。
He is willing to gather in the fellowship of the Israelites.
他愿意同吃这个逾越节的羊羔。
He is willing to jointly partake of the lamb.
在那个有血的记号屋子里面的人，每一个都得救。
Anyone who is under a house marked by blood will be saved.
你就看到神的恩典真的是要给凡愿意相信的人，愿意顺服的人的。
From this we see that God's grace is to be given to anyone who is willing to receive it.
好，那现在这个逾越节的这个条例就讲完了。
And here concludes the instructions concerning the Passover.
接下来民数记九章的第十五节开始。
And from Numbers chapter 9 verse 15.
这就是在让我们看到一个非常完美的百姓，他们是怎样一起生活的。
We see a scene of perfection in how the Israelites lived.
这整段落一直出现的两个字眼就是云彩跟神的吩咐。
And throughout this passage, it repeats
the cloud
and
commandment.
The command of the Lord.
就是神怎么说，他们就怎么做。
What the Lord commanded, they did.
那这个云彩呢，是第十四十五节说是遮盖在帐幕上面的。
In verse 15, it says the cloud covered the tabernacle.
从晚上到早晨，云彩在其上，形状像火。
From evening until morning, it was above the tabernacle, like the appearance of fire.
所以云彩是遮盖在帐幕上。
Therefore, the cloud was above the tabernacle.
那百姓他们安营或起行，就是完全按照云彩的动作来配合。
And so the people arose or camped according to the movement of this cloud.
当云彩升上去的时候，他们就打包准备起行。
When the cloud arose, they would pack and leave.
当云彩停住的时候，他们就知道继续在这里安营。
When the cloud remains, they would encamp.
所以他们现在的生活的每一个动作都是仰望云彩的动静。
And they look to the movement of the cloud to determine their action in their everyday life.
我们看第二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
有时候从晚上到早晨，有这个云彩在帐幕上。早晨云彩收上去，他们就起行。有时候昼夜云彩停在帐幕上，收上去的时候，他们就起行。
21. So it was when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey.
表示说云彩很可能在晚上的时候升上去的。
This is say that it is very probable that the cloud would arise in the night.
当云彩在晚上的时候像火一样，他们都看得到。
And the cloud was as appearance of fire by night.
那一升上去就打包，不管几点。
And if it was taken up, then they would pack and leave, no matter what time it was.
那第二十二节说，但是有时候云彩停在帐幕上，无论是两天、是一个月、是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行。
22, whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey.
他们不会抱怨说、啊、怎么在这个地方住那么久，那么热，怎么不赶快走？
They would not complain or grumble. Why should we stay here? It is so hot.
反正就是看云彩在动作就对了。
So they just followed the movement of the cloud.
第二十三节下了一个结论，这也是这个民数记小弟所选的、啊、关键的经文。
And verse 23 marks a conclusion, and this is also a key verse I've chosen for the book of Numbers.
他们遵神的吩咐安营，也遵神的吩咐起行。他们守神所吩咐的，都是凭神吩咐摩西的。
23, at the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord, at the command of the Lord, by the hand of Moses.
这里他说是遵神的吩咐安营或起行，但是其实他们所看的就是云彩的停还是停住还是升上去。
And here says the people moved according to God's command, but actually they followed the movement of the cloud.
我们就看到这里百姓他们的整个生活，所有的行动都是看着神的指示，顺服神的引导。
We see that the Israelites' every move was taken according to God's command.
我们知道在新约时代我们看到这段记录的时候，我们已经了解这个云柱火柱所预表的就是圣灵的引导。
And since we are of the New Testament, we know that the pillar of cloud and fire prefigures the Holy Spirit.
就是主耶稣基督他在带领我们的。
And this is God's, Jesus Christ's guidance.
所以在、哥林多前书第十一章第十章，
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
哥林多前书第十章，
1 Corinthians chapter 10,
第十章的第一节开始啊，
From verse one，
这里就提到跟着百姓的有一个连磐石。
And here records the
rock.
The rock.
第二节，我们就看第二节哈，他们都在云里，在海里受洗归了摩西。
Verse two, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea.
在云里，在海里，所以这里所代表的其实就是指的圣灵。跟洗礼了哈。
The cloud and sea represents Holy Spirit and baptism.
所以云柱、火柱，它所其实，在新约时代我们所看到的，就是预表着圣灵在引导百姓他们的生活。
The pillar of cloud and fire prefigures how the Holy Spirit guided the people.
现在百姓他们所有的动作都是在仰望云彩的动作。
And each movement of the Israelites were dictated by the movement of the cloud.
告诉我们说，我们要怎么样在生活当中顺服圣灵的带领。
And this is to tell us how we can move according submissively according to God's command.
我们今天如果能够顺服神借着圣灵给我们的这个感动跟引导。
If we can submit to guidance of the Holy Spirit and the Lord's command,
我们将过一个圣洁的生活。
We will live a life of holiness.
我们将过着一个克制情欲的生活。
We will live a life that overcomes our desires.
所以在这个生活当中呢，我们就能够得到真正的平安跟喜乐。
And we will receive true peace and joy.
我们可以经历神的恩典。
We can experience God's grace.
看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章，我们请看、啊、第五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 5。
随从肉体的人随体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵人体贴圣灵的事。
5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
好，第六节说，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Verse 6.For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们跳过去看第十三节。
Let's skip to verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若顺着靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die; but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
十四节说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
所以当我们看到说，真的 如果能够顺着圣灵，我们就不在罪的律里面了。
And if we are guided by the Holy Spirit and submit to the Spirit, we are no longer under the law of sin.
我们今天是属主的人。
Today we are people belonging to God.
因为被耶稣的宝血救赎的。
For we have been remissed by God's blood.
我们是跟着主在走这条天国旅程。
We are following Jesus in this journey to heaven.
圣灵要亲自成为我们的引导。
The Holy Spirit shall personally be our cloud.
他要带领我们经过生命当中的每一个阶段。
It will guide us through every section of our lives.
如果我们能够照着民数记第九章里面百姓所留下给我们的榜样。
If we can follow the example left for us by the Israelites in Numbers chapter 9,
在我们的每一天的生活里面都去仰望这个圣灵的带领。
To look upon the guidance of the Holy Spirit in all aspects of life.
每一天要祷告，能够求神来对我们的生活做一个引导跟指示。
To pray every day and ask God to be our guidance and direction.
当圣灵他感动我们做这件事情的时候，
When the Holy Spirit moves us to do a certain thing,
我们就顺着圣灵去做。
We will submit to the Spirit.
不论要经过多久，
No matter how long it takes.
就好像百姓他们照着云彩的指示在那个地方安营。
Just as the Israelites followed the movement of the cloud and encamped there.
不管几天，不管几个月，不管几年，
No matter how many days, months, or years.
他们最后一定能够到被神引导 进入那个迦南美地。
In the end, they are sure that they can be taken into the land of Canaan.
他们能够完全的顺服神的带领，整个以色列的会众真的是像神的军队，非常有秩序，非常有能力的往前进。
And according to God's command, they become a very orderly group of soldiers who make up God's army.
那我们说从今天晚上所看的这一段，一起来学习。那个完全的顺服所带来的真的是极大的恩典跟一个美好的会众。
From this study, we see that a life of perfect submission brings about a wonderful congregation.
让百姓他们在这个旷野旅程当中，其实出现一段非常跟神很亲密的时间呢。
We see that during their time in the wilderness, the Israelites had a time period in which they were very close to God.
愿我们都能够这样来顺服神，能够跟神这么亲密。
May all of us submit to God and have this intimate relationship with Him.
因为我们都知道我们是属神的。
Because we know that we all belong to God.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
236首。
236.